This is the BBC.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Of course, there'll be a Bumbleo Wednesday. Also, the return of the Ho-Ho game. Some unusual pop star merchandise in the form of plates with their face on. And I've got a new sound for when you find yourself doing something a bit basic. Scott Mills, BBC. A special guest on Bangers today at 2:40. So it'll be me and the special guest, and you can decide what gets on. This is James, says, was it the excitement of Raxu from X Factor performing at halftime at the Watford game last night that prevented Chris from being on the show today? I don't know. We did mention this yesterday when we were filling in for Grimmy. You know, they normally do those homecoming things where normally the X Factor finalists, like, take to the local shopping centre and do, like, a little performance. It's like a homecoming thing. They turn up in the battle bus and whoever their mentor is with them as well. And they always show it on the final, which is this weekend. For some reason, they decided to do Raxus at halftime at the Watford game last night. And we did predict that probably wouldn't go so well on yesterday morning's breakfast show when we were in for Grimmy. And first thing I saw this morning when I woke up was a Twitter moment. And yeah, as predicted. Watford fans, fine. The other fans, not so much. Man United fans were... Well, I did a considerable amount of booing. But I don't know if that's the reason he's not here today or not. Also, do you remember a while back on the show now? You might not remember. It was a while back. We had someone who was obsessed with Harry Hill and had, like, Harry Hill cushions in their house and even a Harry Hill tattoo on their leg. We've got someone on the show later who has some really unusual merch that you might be interested in. And because Chris is off today, I'm going to do a Who game. It's about time. It's not been a while.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Look, I know that it shouldn't matter, but everyone does care how many likes and retweets they get, right? And how many followers. So, Instagram have just released the times when it's best to put content on to get the most amount of likes or views. Have you heard about this? They've literally just released it. If anyone wants to know, because obviously you're a brand in yourself, yeah? Let me know.
One! Scott Mills.
It's true, people do now refer to Instagram as their brand, don't they? They're not even, like, a celebrity or famous. It's everyone's brand. We actually know someone that, I can't name them, that takes photos when she's bored, makes them look good, and then she will just save them in her drafts and put them on when she thinks the most people will care. Because, as she says, it's her brand. If you're that kind of person, text me on 81199. This person says, is the peak Instagram time first thing in the morning and then dinner time around 5 or 6, as that's when most people are available? I'm a caravan salesman and that's when I post ads and get the best results. You would think it would be breakfast and dinner time, but it's not. I'll tell you soon.
Scott Mills.
Why? Guys, Christmas is coming and you're probably struggling to think of what to get people, right? It's that time of year. I think we found the ideal present for someone special in your life. Sarah's been in touch by email. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So what is it that you sell?
Well, basically, I make lots of plates with Nadine Coyle's face on it.
Nadine Coyle, Girls Aloud, plate.
Yep. You heard it, yeah.
But why?
So it's the infamous moment, possibly the most relevant moment of Irish history, is when Nadine Coyle was on the Irish Pop Stars and she was caught lying about her date of birth.
Now, this wasn't on the Pop Stars that created Girls Aloud, was it?
No, it was a couple of years before that. So it was Ireland's first dip into the kind of pop stars TV show.
What happened with Nadine?
So she was just being kind of interviewed for some of the little snippets that they'd have in the show. And then they were just like, okay, Nadine, so obviously, you know, introduce yourself kind of thing. And she's like, I'm Nadine Coyle from Lurgill in Derry and my date of birth is the 15th of the 6th, 85. And then you just see her, all of the blood just drain from her face and she just looks up at the camera and she's just like caught then and there lying about her date of birth. She tried to laugh it off then and just like kind of grinning through her teeth, and just it was a really, really special moment.
I think I vaguely remember this. So was she not old enough to take part in the show?
Yeah, I think she was 16. You had to be 18. She accidentally said her real date of birth, so that she.
I've just been told we've just found the bit. We found it already. Okay, right. So here's the bit where Nadine realised she's been rumbled.
Uh oh.
Date of birth, 15th of the 6th, 85. Make me a Gemini. And what date of birth did I say now? 15th of the 6th.
During her interview, Nadine gave an alarming date of birth. The 15th of June 1985 makes her 16. All band members must be 18 or over. That night, the series begins. They watch Programme 1 together. However, the producer returns to the office to check all the application and legal forms Nadine has signed. On these, she's given her date of birth as the 15th of June 1983. Making her 18.
We asked you yesterday your date of birth.
I give you the wrong date of birth.
Are you sure?
Aye.
Definitely. What is it?
I think the 15th is like 87 or something. I saw.
No, you said 85. Which means that you wouldn't be 18.
I would be 16.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what happened to Nadine on Irish Pop Star. So what is it that you're selling?
I started with plates, so kind of like decorative china plates, and then I started putting them onto novena prayer candles, and that was about 2 years ago. And then just the summer that went by, on the 15th of the 6th, the 15th of June, I had just a mini little market of a ridiculous mini market of, like, I got stickers, I got pocket mirrors, I got pencils that have never forget, and then 15/6/85 on it. I made a blazer with a painting of her on the back of it. Just like a ridiculous amount of stuff.
Can I ask you why you're so obsessed with this moment?
It's kind of like myself and a few different pockets of friends, like, just like randomly just, you know, mid-conversation, just turn to them and they're like, I gave the wrong date of birth. And it's just like, yeah.
All because Nadine lied about her age. Do you love Nadine or?
Yeah, she's great. She's a babe.
Yeah. This reminds me of, I used to know somebody that used to make Jeremy Kyle cushions. Like, cushion covers with Jeremy Kyle's face on. I'd actually be keen to hear from anyone else as well who does, like, slightly different fan merchandise. I mean, like, Nadine Coyle plates, quite specialist, as are Jeremy Kyle cushions. Yeah. But I know there'll be other people listening that do, you know, slightly random merch like you.
Yeah.
For Christmas, if there's anyone listening that knows someone that is a massive Nadine Coyle fan, then this is probably for you.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sarah. Keep making them plates.
Okay, I will.
Love
thank
you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
So, only 3 days of bangers for you this week because we were on Grimmy's show yesterday and Monday. And only two of this week's three bangers will feature Chris because he's not around today. But we do have a special guest in Chris's place to choose a banger for us at 2:40 this afternoon. We're going to do a Who game after three. And music coming up from Camel Fat and 30 Seconds to Mars and The Script. Hello, Julia on Twitter. Do you really make Melon Sue hot water bottle covers, though? Covers for hot water bottle there with Melon Sue on off of Former Bake Off. And more importantly, do they sell well?
Scott Mills.
Something else I want to discuss later on the show. I'm really feeling the need for cake right now because it's really cold. Is today the day that we should all start winter bulking? You know, every year on the show I give you the day where it's like, look, it doesn't matter anymore. If you're on a diet, stop it. We're all going to be wearing layers for months now. No one's going to see anything. Should today be the day where we start eating all the foods up to Christmas? I think so.
Scott Mills.
Joe Mitchell says, I've already started winter bulking. Have I peaked too soon? You might as well just carry on now. Sophie in Chorley says, I didn't get the moment there'd be a date to start winter bulking. I used my initiative and started in October. Should I stop now? No, just continue till January now. Martin off Tadley's had a chip sandwich and a Yule log today and still has his packed lunch to eat. Yes.
One.
Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, Joey. He's already had a gingerbread latte with cream today. Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot of people are winter bulking already. Louise from Lichfield, two chip butties today. Hayley from Twickenham says, yes, Queen, I'm all in on the winter bulking. Bring me a mince pie and bring on the double cream immediately.
Scott Mills.
Let's do this.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Today is a Gemma Collins special.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. But
you'd be whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning. But I'm happy to boil kettle water all day.
Babe, we've had no
to keep you warm.
Took a blow dry there off of the heat. And now here's Mairead versus Frostbit.
Did you enjoy it?
It was good, thank you very much.
We'll be eating until Monday after eating that. My goodness.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit.
Gemma?
I wanted to come because, personally, I think the dictionary should be paying everyone in Essex some compensation. I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Everyone loves Magical Trevor because the tricks that he does are
from the Breakfast Show earlier this week.
Look at him now, disappearing the cow. Where is the cow? Hidden right now. Taking a bow, it's Magical Trevor. Everybody's seen that the trick is clever.
Graham Billy.
I'll help her. Yes, I'll have a pie. I'll help her.
Doing his Dundee accent.
I'll have two bradies and an in and an out.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Go on, pigs.
I've got this really weird habit, like, it's so weird, and it's to time, like, 11 o'clock of the night, I like to have a cigarette on the toilet.
Oh, Gemma.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary.
Here we go. Love the GC featured Gap, says not ski. Freezing his bits off in the centre of Bristol. I know, a cold bumbleo for everyone today. Bumbleo myself until I might go blind, says Pete the bus driver in Durham. Magical Trevor, yes Queen, good shout, thank you. Mega Gap. Bumbleo my dock leaves off, ho. That's Byrne in central London, in his greenhouse. Matt from Devon, hello. Natalie in Bedford says, love you Mills, like Gemma Collins loves getting a blow dry. Richard bumbling near Boston, the capital of bulking. He's already on the winter bulking. He's had some cream buns today, lush. Yeah, the diet's off now, everyone. Well, no, we'll wait till Friday, cause December, then get stuck in. Kev the postie in Dundee, bumbling his parcels off, he's freezing. And loved Korean Billy today, doing Dundonian, I know.
I'll help her. Yes, I'll have a pie. I'll help her.
Chris in Kettering with a request to get Magical Trevor in the live lounge. I mean, anything's possible. And Matthew in Cornwall, bumbling his spanners off.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Thank you, Len Goodman. Rob bumbling his digger in Newcastle. So many today. Magic the Milkman on the way back to Cornwall. Sam and Dan in Cardiff. Jake in Winchester on his John Deere tractor. Someone's doing well. Mega Gap says Richard in Hartford. Bumble, my fish and chips off in Cardiff. That's Sam. I was hard on your own.
Mills.
If nothing else comes out of today's show, because I'm on my own and I'm cold, it's that I found a new Gemma Collins clip, because I was getting a bit bored of Dictionary and ain't going to get this candy. So, never heard this one before.
I've got this really weird habit, like, it's so weird, and it's to time, like, 11 o'clock of the night, I like to have a cigarette on the toilet.
Was that when she was on Big Brother? Yeah, I've never heard that one before. Good one. Right. Is anyone else getting slightly hassly emails at the moment? And I think it's because it's getting up to Christmas and everyone wants your business. But I just noticed the last week I'm getting quite a few almost beggy emails from companies and shops. So I've just had one from a travel company going, is it something we said? Because I've not used them for a while. Then there's a pizza one that I'm trying not to eat pizza at the moment, and they keep sending emails going, we've lost a pizza, your heart. And then I had one from like a shop the other day going, blatantly going, where have you gone? I don't have to buy stuff from you.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people are getting these desperate emails from companies. Kate gets them going, psst, we've got a secret to tell you. Yeah, so have I, but I don't go, I'm not telling you them, do I? Or Joel in Hull, who just gets ones from his local Chinese restaurant going, we know you're hungry. You don't know.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Gary in Fife, hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good. So you got a day off today, so you're just doing housework, catching up on the admins of life?
Yeah, just living the dream, Scott, unfortunately.
Okay.
Today, there's tomorrow, yeah.
Who do you normally pick on bangers when you hear it?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I'll go with Chris, sometimes I'll go with you. I'd say predominantly Chris.
Okay. Well, Chris isn't here today. He's having one of his days off that he has. So
yeah.
I've managed to wheel in someone quite special who you're playing bangers with me against today, all right?
Okay.
Please welcome to the show, Jeremy Kyle. Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, hello. How's it going? Is that Scott I'm speaking to?
Yes, it is. How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well. Come on in, let's get on with it. Who have you got on the line?
Okay, this is Gary.
Is it bangers we're playing?
Yes, it is.
It sounds a bit of a childish game to me, don't you think? You ought to grow up, Scott.
All right, Gary, say hello to Jeremy.
What's happening, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm very well. Yeah. Jeremy to you. Don't start calling me Jeremy, Gary. Who do you think you are?
Oh, buddy, friend.
He'll tell you to get off the stage and that. Okay.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Security
All right.
And everything.
Well, here's what I've got for you today. You can have mine or Jeremy's choice, but this is my choice, Gary. Gala and DJ Fresh, Say You Do. Jeremy's probably going to slag mine off now.
Yeah, that sounds rubbish, mate. Yeah. I wouldn't be picking that.
Okay.
If I said I'd like that song, I'd be talking out of my backside.
Okay, cool. So that's my one. Or you can have Jeremy's song, which is this.
Right, this is my song, Gary, and you know you're going to pick this one, don't you? This is DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. Come on, Gary, you know it makes sense.
I did not have Jeremy Kyle down as a DJ Khaled fan.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan, actually, Scott. I'm cooler than I look.
Okay.
I would have thought a little bit too free by Little Richard, Jeremy, but there you are.
Yeah, look, now and again, I do like a bit of Tutti Frutti, Gary, but don't get cocky. I tell you, you need to pick, Gary. You need to pick DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win.
Okay.
Do I look like I come from a different planet? All right, pick DJ Khaled, Gary.
I think I'll go with Scott, Jeremy.
Yes. Absolute banger, that. That's Sigala and Say You Do featuring Imani Williams on BBC Radio 1. Loads of people thought that Jeremy Kyle was actually Greg James and says, don't give up your day job. That's Dan from Basingstoke, Amazingstoke. Jeremy Kyle, no way, says Mark. Jeremy sounds like he's on form today, says Charlie. Kieran in Plymouth says, I get the feeling this is the impressionist you had on the Lolathon earlier in the year. the 24-hour show you did for Comic Relief. Am I right? Yeah, maybe it was impressionist Luke Kempner, but he does do a good Kyle. And I win the first bangers of the week because we've been off Monday and Tuesday on Grimmy Show.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Hi, Charlotte, doing revision in Manchester. She's like, do not tease us like that with guests. I hate it when DJs do that. I know, sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I just got a bit excited about it because I've just been told. So this guest, which is scheduled to happen Friday, is someone that I've not interviewed for 10 years at least, I reckon. And they were on Grimmy's show not that long ago. And I've got to admit, I was a bit jealous because they're funny and they're so talented and they're brilliant and I'm quite in awe of them. And I've just been told that they want to come on this show on Friday. You can guess, but I'm not allowed to say at the moment. Their people have told us not to.
Scott Mills.
Rich on the M40 says, has this person that you're interviewing on Friday asked to remain anonymous in case they get a better offer and cancel last minute? I don't think there is a better offer, actually, on this national radio show with millions of listeners. But no, they haven't. Is it Gemma Collins, says Rich on the M40? No. But well, might be. Kelly Clarkson? Quote me. It's definitely her, says Dan. Eminem, says Sean from Bolton. Kevin says, is it Katy Perry? If so, she is my idol and goddess, and I want a high from her if it is. I can't say. I'll be able to say on Friday, but it's big. Maybe I'll be able to say tomorrow. I'll let you know. But it's big.
Scott Mills.
All right, it's time for another Who game. Because of this show, people now can't stop whoing things in everyday life. It's a problem. It's pretty simple, really. It's stuff that sounds or is really throwback. For instance, when your gran calls the radio the wireless, ho! I'll start, because I've got some, then we'll move through our Who callers really quickly, who all think they've got a really good retro one. But we only have a limited amount of time. Once the alarm sounds, that's it, the game is over, and there are no more Who's. Let's begin. Okay, me to start. I've been saving these up. Calling your nan to tell her you're through on X Factor on speakerphone with a whole camera crew there. Ho! Line one, who's that?
Adam.
Hi, Adam, what have you got?
Getting a toy in a cereal box. Hey.
Line two, who's that?
It's Tom in rugby.
Go on, Tom.
Gold nuggets. They taste yee-haw. Hey.
Line three, hello.
Hi, it's Wade in Bristol.
Hi, Wade in Bristol. Go on, then.
John Barrowman off Torchwood. Hey.
Two who's there for one. Line four, who are you?
Hi, it's Kevin.
Kevin, go for it.
Getting the cassette tape caught in the machine and having to wind it up with a pencil. Who?
Wow, really going back there. Line five, who's that?
Will from Didcot.
Hello, Will. Go on, then.
The Cheeky Girls. Who?
I was at a nightclub appearance with them recently. You could have a meet and greet with them. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Maybe.
Yeah. Line six, who's that?
Hello, it's Luke from Merthyr Tydfil.
OK, Luke from Merthyr Tydfil, go on then.
Only the young!
Where is that guy now? He was on this show all the time back in the day.
I still use him now, Scott. It's still one of my go-tos, that is.
Is it? He loves it. OK, it's come around to me again. Paying by switch. Adam, what have you got?
Punching your mate because you saw a yellow mini. Hey!
Tom?
Miss Dynamite. Hey!
Wade?
Patrick Keelty. Who?
Married to Kat Deely.
Yeah.
Famous in America, actually.
She made it.
Kevin?
The Nokia 3210 with Snake. Who?
Never had to charge it, though, did you? Well!
15p Freddos. Hey!
Luke?
Holly Valance, mate. Dickery-dickery.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
You know how sometimes I like to text Chris, especially when he's not here, with breaking sports news that he probably hasn't seen? I've just texted him, Allardyce to Everton then. And I hope that that's the first time he's heard that, because he hates hearing sports news from me first, as you can imagine, as I know nothing. Big Shaq, man's in the hot. This is the Who game on BBC Radio 1. It's me against the callers. They've all got a who across the UK. Remember, once the alarm sounds, we've got to be quick because we're running out of time. OK, me again. Eating paper mache at school. You only did it because everyone else was. Adam, what have you got for me?
Getting a hair braid on holiday. Hey!
Wade, what have you got?
How to look good naked with Gok Wan. Hey!
Can I also add in Trini and Susanna? Ho!
Trini and who, Susanna?
Yeah. Listen how pleased you are with that joke. Kevin?
Hungry, hungry hippos. Hungry, hungry hoopos.
Well?
Using scented pens in school. Hey.
Luke, go for it.
Hubba bubba chewing gum.
Me again. Lady C off of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Whoa, there goes the alarm. As Anne-Marie once sung. So, quick. Adam, quick.
Whizzing around the shops on your Heely shoes. Hey.
Wade.
Demi Lovato saying her favourite dish was a mug. Hey.
Kevin.
Who let the dogs out? Who, who?
Will.
Using a double-ended rubber to get rid of ink. Hey.
Luke.
The teacher wheeling in a TV on a trolley in school and everyone going mental.
Time. Good one to finish on, though. Another fantastic result on the Who game there. Thanks, everyone, for playing.
Yeah.
Go on, pig.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, I told you that Instagram have released when to put something on to get the most activity, and it's actually not when you might think. Megan, when do you find you get most of your likes and activity?
On Monday, between like about 5 and 6.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because like everybody's coming back like from work and like on Monday, and everyone hates Mondays, really.
Yeah, okay. So if you put a picture on or whatever, it seems to be Monday's a good time for you, like tea time, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to know the actual times released by Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, all Instagrammers take note, because I know that you care. Right, so you're nearly right. Monday, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. are the best times, right?
Really?
Yeah. So you're pretty close. Tuesday, 3 a.m. for some reason, and 10 p.m. Wednesday, you're bang on. Do it on Wednesday in future, 5 p.m. Thursday, 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Why so different all the time? Friday, 1 a.m. and 8 p.m. Saturday, midnight or 2 a.m. for the most engagement. And Sunday, 5 p.m. Does that help?
That helps
love. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris. He says, how are we feeling about Christmas tunes today? My wife has just set off on the long drive back to Manchester from Oxford. What, for Christmas already? She's well early. Maybe not for Christmas, maybe just a random trip. He says, a Christmas tune would really help the journey. See, we've already broken the seal on Christmas. I've already played Wizard on Radio 1. True. Just something new I've introduced, which I want to bring. Just letting you know, guys, I do have a new basic alarm when you do anything basic. So, or anyone you know, like at school or at work today has done something basic, just let me know. I can ring the alarm for you. For instance, people that clap when the plane lands.
Basic.
If you find yourself doing that, then let me know. Or maybe if you're 30 and you're still drinking WKD Blue when you go out of an evening.
Basic.
Let me know, because everyone knows when they've done something basic, and I just set the alarm off, 81199. Doesn't have to be today, it can be any time, and I've got the alarm ready to go. And it doesn't have to be you, it can be a mate, a colleague or whatever.
Basic.
Let me know.
Scott Mills.
Wow, David says, amazing. I never knew I needed the basic alarm in my life so much. I know. Just something I thought of the other day I thought you might like. David goes on to say, however, I would like to nominate myself because I do still have a couple of teddies on my bed. I'm 24.
Basic.
Okay. Ollie, on his way home to Carlisle, would like to shout out all the girls that he's seen today. Since October, wearing Uggs and body warmers, drinking spiced lattes.
Basic.
That's quite harsh, actually. And Emily would like to nominate herself for the basic alarm. because she's 25 and she's just caught herself calling her husband hubby in a text to one of her friends. No need.
Basic.
Scott Mills.
I like people who are nominating her and themselves for the basic alarm. Like Zoe and Meg and Eleanor in Telford. They just got home from LA, nominating themselves for being basic, for wearing matching outfits with their friends on holiday.
Basic.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott